Hello everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio with your host Chit Chat with Scorpio. So today we are talking about Pastor John P. Keith. He is back in the pulpit after months of being in the hospital due to a flesh-eating bacteria called necrotizing fasciitis. Basically, it's a flesh-eating bacteria. No one really knows where it came from, or they couldn't figure out where it came from, but he had to undergo extensive surgeries, a couple of surgeries, and then after surgery, by the grace of God, he was able to wake up after the surgeries, and he underwent rehab to get himself back in shape and everything, and also therapy. And now he is completely healed and he is back in the pulpit as we speak. And, you know, gotta thank God for it because, you know, the fact that sometimes it's so hard to figure out what is actually going on with you is scary. You know, first he thought he had the flu. And apparently it wasn't the flu because whatever it was eating up his insides. And so they really, really had to dig deep to find out what was really, really going on with him. You know, John P. Key is one of the great gospel singing artists. And he definitely has touched a lot of people over the decades, not years, but decades, and I know I'm one of them. His music is constantly played, been played since my oldest daughter was born. I actually was able to go to one of his concerts when he did, when he was actually promoting his Show Up album, and he did a concert in New York City at the Apollo, where Richard Smallwood was in attendance, and the group Virtue and Vanessa Bell Armstrong and Daryl Coley, and there was another group but I can't remember the name of it. But it's great to see that John P. Key is healed from this flesh eating bacteria illness. And hope that he will continue to write more music and bring out some more CDs. But I'm glad he is up and active and back to preaching. And I hope one day I'll be able to go visit his church in Durham, North Carolina. That's one of my, kind of one of my goals that I wanted to do. Hopefully I'll be able to do it. But anyway, thank God for his healing. Thank God that he's still here. Because something back like that, you know, when you're dealing with a flesh-eating bacteria, it can actually kill you. And it almost killed him. So, you know, thank God that he's still here. And they caught it in time. That's the big, most important thing, they caught it in time. And so, I pray that he continues to do what God called him to do. And continues to make more music and be a blessing to everybody as he has been. So, anyway, continue to pray for him and his family, his church. And hopefully he'll be doing more, another concert. But stay tuned. Anyway, thank you for listening. Have a great day.